With so many religions in the world today, how can we know which, if any, is true? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June is Religion on Trial, Examining Religious Truth Claims. It's written by regular guest Craig Parton. Learn more about Religion on Trial at IssuesETC.org or call Concordia Publishing House weekdays during regular business hours, 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Religion on Trial, by Craig Parton. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're coming to you live this Wednesday afternoon, June the 6th. It's time to go through listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line. I think we could have predicted, Jeff, what the email was going to sound like this time around, don't you think? I mean, you've done this enough years. You kind of know how these things go.
Yes, but it is a little bit unusual because it isn't a presidential political campaign yet.
Yeah, we're really about as far from the campaign on either end as we could be. But yeah, what I think we had a single email, was it last week? Last week, from a listener who was a little miffed with a conversation we'd had with our regular guest, Molly Hemingway of Fox News. We were talking with Molly, I believe, about the ongoing investigation into, what was it, I don't even know what to call it because it's I try not to follow that stuff too much. The ongoing Washington investigations that are flying back and forth. And I think the listener in last week's email said that we were kind of in the tank for Trump, that we had an agenda that we were pushing to kind of promote Donald Trump. And my response has elicited some response of its own.
Quite a bit. And apropos, Pat Benatar's Hit Me With Your Best Shot. You will be taking some combinations, and I highly suggest doing the rope-a-dope for the next half hour here. Let's begin. This comes from Richard. I'm commenting on your May 31st response to an email from a supposed Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Christian, which disparaged Molly Hemingway and you for imitating Fox News and pandering to Trump people by allowing her to come on the show regularly while never questioning Trump's policies. First, I doubt this guy is an LCMS pastor, more likely from the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America or the swamp. Second, after he criticized you for never questioning Trump's policies, he proceeded to criticize Trump's supposed infidelity and obvious personality quirks, never once mentioning a Trump policy that you should question. Unfortunately, you took the bait of this provocateur and probable imposter, rightly defending your even-handedness on these issues, but also proclaiming that you didn't vote for Trump and were, in effect, a never-Trumper. I'm saddened and disappointed. You didn't vote for Trump, meaning you voted for Jill Stein, Gary Johnson, the guy from Utah, a write-in, certainly not, God forbid, Hillary Clinton. Thanks for the email, Richard.
I did not vote for Hillary Clinton. As strongly as I felt about not voting for Donald Trump, I felt more strongly about not and never voting for Hillary Clinton. I might have been able to wedge my conscience into a Donald Trump vote. I might have been able to do it had I maybe put forth more effort. But I could never, under any circumstances, wedge my conscience into a vote for Hillary Clinton. It simply could not happen, if only for the issue of on the issues of life and marriage. And to be quite honest with you, and that's all I was trying to do by saying that I hadn't voted for Donald Trump. I wanted to make the case to the listener last week that I was no apologist for Donald Trump in terms of his personality or his character, which is what he was dealing with. But I do have to say that I'm not a convert, but I have become a stronger, I'm not going to say fan, I will say a stronger supporter of his policies, given the fact that he has on the issues of life, not so much on marriage, but he hasn't had as much opportunity there, but on life and marriage and family, he has had perhaps the best, so far the very best track record of accomplishments of any president that I was willing or at least contemplated voting for. Certainly better than previous presidents that we've had who have been kind of more outspokenly pro-life on a long-term basis. You got to remember, Donald Trump was a newcomer to the pro-life movement when he started running for president, that he had been pro-choice up to that point. And to be, I'm just being honest with you, one of the reasons I couldn't bring myself to vote for him is I couldn't tell whether he was really going to be pro-life. And among other things, I couldn't tell. He has proven, at least in his actions, to be probably the most pro-life president that we've had in recent history. He has been. His accomplishments are undeniable, beginning with the appointment of Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court, and then all those names that go into the lower courts and the federal system. We don't know their names. He's had some excellent advice, and he's acted on it with respect to the judiciary lower down. He's made some great decisions about cutting off funding for abortion overseas. I think just today I saw something come over the transom that about Title X money that's going to impact whether or not Planned Parenthood can let child molesters and situations of sexual abuse just fly in and out their doors, as they have been doing of late in granting abortions to underage children. So I think he's been doing an awful lot of good things there. So the fact that I didn't vote for him doesn't mean that, and I, if I have been given the chance, knowing what I knew at the time, I'm going to repeat that, knowing what I knew at the time, and no one had a crystal ball on this. You can say that you knew what he was going to do, but no one had a crystal ball on this. Given what I knew at the time, I wouldn't have voted for him. I didn't vote for him. But I have been proven wrong on the issue of life. I have been proven wrong on the issue of life. My doubt there has been proven wrong. So that was the reason that I mentioned that I didn't vote for Donald Trump, just kind of to make the case that I'm not an apologist for Donald Trump. I am an apologist for the unborn. And if he gets things done for the unborn and protection of the unborn, then he is an ally. And he's doing good things.
Kevin writes, I caught your May 31st program and want to respond to the person who was critical about President Trump's behavior on social media in his personal life and your response to her that you made on the air. I think it was a Lutheran pastor, so I hope it, Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod pastor. I hope it was he.
No, it was a Lutheran Church. We've checked. It was a Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod pastor who that last week email was coming from a bona fide, in good standing, good old-fashioned Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod pastor.
Kevin continues, as to your response, first, I am not interested in who you voted for or did not vote for.
And again, the reason I don't care that much who I voted for or didn't vote for, but the reason I mentioned it was because the emailer had said or had asserted that that I had an agenda, that the show had an agenda to kind of be in the tank for President Trump, a completely uncritical approach to him. Look, this is very important to understand. Whether it's Barack Obama or President Trump or George W. Bush, go back, look at the track record of issues, et cetera, when we deal with these issues. We have kind of two boundaries that we operate under. One is that if we're going to speak on a subject with any kind of authority, we have to have a thus saith the Lord. That's why we largely stick to issues pertaining to family, children, parenting, and to the protection of life from beginning to end. Because there we have a thus saith the Lord. There we can say things and we can speak with all candor and boldness about these issues because we have a word from the Lord on the thing. That's the one boundary that we want to observe. We also want to observe the boundary that Christians of goodwill can disagree. One of the things we can actually disagree about, Christians of goodwill, is whether or not one could vote for Donald Trump. A Christian in good conscience cannot vote for someone who has pledged their entire political career, almost their entire political career, to the support of abortion on demand. Like Hillary Clinton, you can't do it in good conscience. You can do it physically, but you can't do it in good conscience. And who was she wasn't practically telling us. She was actually coming out and telling us that she was ready to move farther and faster than even Barack Obama had on same-sex marriage and whatever else was coming down the line. So given that choice, I was put into the position of not voting for anybody. You may hate that. You may be disappointed in me. You may think that was terrible, but that was the only position I could find in good conscience to do it. It was just simply the way. You voted your conscience. I voted mine.
All right. Let's move off of President Trump, shall
Thank
we?
Thank God. Yes.
Jeff writes, I could not find or download Looking Forward to Sunday Morning, three-year lectionary, second Sunday after Pentecost with Dr. Fakincher. When I found it with the search Google, said nothing was there. I have screenshots if you think that would help. This was my fault.
Okay, so what happens is we have been doing this series with Dr. Carl Fakincher for, how many years did we do it, Jeff?
3 years.
We did it for 3 years, the three-year series. Looking Forward to Sunday Morning, according to the three-year lectionary. And when we came to the end of that, we started to rerun them on a regular basis. We just post them as encores. One of my jobs tonight will be to have the encore for both the one-year series and three-year series up for our listeners to enjoy. Looking Forward to Sunday Morning, either according to the one- or three-year lectionary. Well, the way that the lectionary in the three-year series works now is different than it used to. It used to be counted by Sundays after Pentecost, so to speak, this time of the year. Now, it's not counted that way anymore. It's counted by a proper number, proper one, proper two, proper three, proper four. And the way that the years work out this year, because the propers are keyed to dates, that is calendar dates, rather than Sundays after a certain festival, means that we thought we were putting up Looking Forward to Sunday Morning, according to the three-year lectionary, second Sunday after Pentecost, that would match this year's second Sunday after Pentecost.
Proper four.
But we were wrong.
First of all, you weren't wrong. It was my fault. It was my fault.
But I should have caught it because I have to deal with the proper system every single Sunday.
I admit my ignorance of the three-year lectionary. So stupid Schwartz here says it was Trinity Sunday. I would just think that the next proper would be, you know, we would have done it 3 years ago. Whatever came after Trinity Sunday in the three-year lectionary, Series B would be the next. So I just went to the one after Trinity Sunday for Kincher in 2215. But that's not the case. So we had it up because Schwarz made a faux pas.
We put it up, and then a listener alerted us and said, hey, you need to understand that Looking Forward to Sunday Morning doesn't key to the same Bible readings as we're going to be using this year. And so we took it down, just so that we wouldn't confuse anyone, because the whole goal of those encores is so that people can look forward to Sunday morning. We didn't want to have these people listening to it and thinking, I want to get to church on Sunday. This is what I'm all prepared for. And then when they get there, it's a different proper. So we just took it down. And that's why it's not there. It's not there because how would we even do that, Jeff? I don't even know how we correct that. I don't even want to contemplate the programming challenges.
Well, I tried to get Dr. Fakincher on late last week.
To do the proper proper.
Because we've never covered those texts with him.
Uh-huh.
So, but he couldn't. He was unavailable.
All right. That's why Jeff's the producer and I'm just the host. He has to solve those problems of deciphering the labyrinthine logic of a three-year series that, well, is now tied to calendar dates. Look, there's no perfect system. When we come back, more of your listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line.
Forty Years Greatly Blessed is this year's theme at Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois. We engage young adults in a Christ-centered environment and provide an alternative to secular public high schools. Please help us provide tuition assistance to more students by making a special 40th anniversary tax-deductible gift at melhs.org and click on the giving page. Or call me, Dr. Jay Krause, principal, at 618-656-0043.
Have you ever wanted to better understand philosophy and its impact on your family, your church, or your world, but didn't know where to begin? Concordia University, Wisconsin has an innovative, free online course for you entitled Philosophy Kata Christan. These six engaging video sessions are taught by noted Lutheran philosopher, lecturer, author, and pastor, Dr. Gregory Scholz. Learn more by clicking the Kata Christan logo at issuesetc.org. issuesetc.org.
Daily exercise for the Christian mind. You're listening to Issues Etc.
LCMS National Housing Corporation is the Lutheran Federal Credit Union Ministry of the Month. During June, if you open a Lutheran FCU loan to meet your financial needs, or if you use your Lutheran FCU credit card for a qualifying amount of purchases, Lutheran FCU will give you cash back and give that same amount of money to LCMS National Housing Corporation. Learn more at LutheranFCU.org. Lutheran Federal Credit Union. Good for you. Good for the church. LutheranFCU.org.
I've written a column in the latest Issues Etc. journal titled Confessions of a Well-Intentioned Preacher. It details how I mistakenly ignored or explained away entire parts of Scripture in order to protect my hearers from legalism. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Lyman Stone writes about the certainty he found in the presence of Christ in his word and sacraments. The free online Issues Etc. journal.
Wait, oh yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman. Wait, wait, hey, 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 Mr. Postman. Mr. Postman, look at me.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilker. We'll go through listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line. That email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, and the Issues Etc. listener comment line, 618-223-8382.
In an attempt to make Issues Etc. great again, we have a contest going on called Issues Etc. What does this mean?
In an attempt to make Issues Etc. great again. Okay. Is there some big deficiency that you've discovered in the program here that's...
We're talking about President Trump? We're making it great again.
Or is that just you rubbing it in on the Trump issue? Because you know how much I love to talk about him all the time.
Oh, never. I would never do something like that.
We have a contest going that you can answer the question if you want to. Issues Etc. What does this mean? And if you answer that question on our Issues Etc. listener comment line, 618-223-8382, just tell us what it means to you, what you have gained from listening to the program. Issues Etc. What does this mean to you? And if we play your response on the air, then you will get a audio DVD of all of the conference presentations from our Issues Etc. Making the Case conferences over the last six conferences, all on one DVD. Well, not it will all be on one DVD.
Craig says it will.
That's hard to believe. That's a lot of information there. It'll all be there, and it goes to the listener who leaves their comment there, and we play it on the air. Do we have a winner?
So I want to clarify something. The contest is titled Issues Etc. What does it mean? I don't want to sound like a postmodern relativistic person. What does it mean to you? So just to clarify that, it's Issues Etc. What does it mean?
Issues Etc. What does this mean?
You know I'm on a rant right now on postmodern.
Yeah, I know.
Rhetorical relativism.
Right.
So.
But you know what the people end up saying? They end up telling us what it means to them, so.
Yes, and we do have a winner. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
Issues Etc. is not just a plain radio show with news and current events. It is a radio show combined with God's Word, offering new life and salvation to its listeners. What does this mean? That we should fear, love, and trust God above all things, so that we consider the circumstances in and around our lives in light of God's great gift of salvation through His Son, Christ Jesus. Issues Etc. helps us keep in perspective the two kingdoms, and the proper division of law and gospel, reminding us to be faithful in the hearing of God's word and receiving salvation through the means of grace administered by His faithful shepherds, our pastors. How can a radio show do such great things? Certainly not just a radio show, but the word of God taught in the radio show does these things. For without the word of God, Pastors Wilkham, Feeney, Fisk, Whedon, and even Harrison are just entertaining and informative, and Pastor Wolfmuller is, frankly, mediocre. But with the Word of God, Issues Etc. is a powerful and effective tool proclaiming Christ and Him crucified, risen, and coming again. This is most certainly true.
That is the winner of the issues, etc. What does this mean this week? If you would send us your name and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org, we will send you that audio DVD of all six of the conference presentations. It's the presentations for all six conferences on one audio DVD. And thank you very much. For the rest of you, Issues Etc., what does this mean? 618-223-8382.
I sent you the wrong email on the instant message program. Just send it to Lynn. Bypass me.
Oh, send it to Lynn.
LYNN@issuesetc.org. Because all I'm going to do is forward it to Lynn. And there's a good chance I'll delete it or forget about it. But if Lynn gets it, you'll get it.
Yeah, Lynn will take care of it. So Lynn@issuesetc.org. In fact, if you're sending any email of any nature and you want a response, just send it to Lynn.
If you want to get a response, just send it.
She'll respond to you.
And she'll make sure that we respond.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I was talking today about my wife. You know this, but Beth and I meet, having five children, yet we call it organized chaos. We meet every Wednesday morning at Panera to schedule our organized chaos, who's going to pick up where, when, what day, all that kind of thing. We got the conference coming up, and I was like, I always get so nervous, you know, about these conferences. And I was like, I woke up this morning and realized, I hardly do anything with the conference anymore. Why am I nervous? Lynn does everything. Deaconess Fredrickson does it all. So, you know, we pretty much just put on the show and make sure Craig's records the speakers and you know, Lynn does all the work.
We got to set up a little equipment, but even then, that's not, it's not like we haven't
done that
before. Yeah,
we got an engineer coming in to help us this year.
Yeah, so it's practically turnkey.
Not for Lynn. Tell Lynn it's turnkey.
I might even take a couple days off.
Show up around 2:30 for the live broadcast.
Yeah, we'll just,
on Friday.
Maybe we'll just let Lynn run the thing. You know what I mean? And they say, where's Wilkin? He's not necessary. He wasn't necessary. This thing runs itself.
Someday we need to tell on the air, Cape Girardeau, live remote broadcast, where David Limbaugh, literally minutes before the show, almost walked out. He was scheduled for an hour.
Yeah, I said something that made him so mad that he almost walked out right before we turned on the microphones.
Someday
in front
we'll
of a live
story.
Audience. Yeah. But we managed to get through it.
Well, you were amazing. I thought we were goners. Because what are you going to do? Are we going to pull somebody out of the audience? Like, hey, can you come on? We're live from Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
David Limbaugh was red-faced, yelling it right in Jeff's face.
He was.
And, we were like 2 minutes from going live.
Yes.
Okay. So I can't even remember what it was about. Oh, I do remember what it was about. I'm not going to say what it was about.
Yeah, it was kind of...
We managed to smooth it over.
No, you did. I thought we were gone. I'm like, you know, I've pulled off a lot of things, emergency, but this is going to be a tough one. You know, what are you going to do? You're on a remote. There were like students from Cape Girardeau, SEMO, I guess it was, sitting in the audience. There wasn't like you could pull, hey, you know, tell us about sociology 101 today. I mean, what are you going to do? We had them scheduled for an hour. Anyway, your interview with Bill McKeever, Mormon Funeral Potatoes, Robert writes, after listening to the first segment today, I think you need more segments dedicated to discussions about casseroles on the program. Maybe try to determine what the four hot dishes of the apocalypse are, since one has already been found.
The Mormon potatoes? That's the first. Well, we only know. We'll see when they come. The first has arrived. The Mormon potato casserole is the first casserole of the apocalypse. Well, the rest have yet to be revealed. We're like John in the book of Revelation. Waiting for the rest to be revealed. Is that all you have? Just potatoes? Is there anything else?
That's all that the listener had. But did you ever find out, is that the same dish that
Maria makes? It's the same dish. We call them wedding potatoes. I'd never eaten it before I came to the Midwest. There are a lot of things I had not eaten before I came to the Midwest. And it's one of those things that for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, for Easter, it's one of those staples on the table. The wedding potatoes. I actually was a little creeped out to hear that they're also called Mormon funeral potatoes, which just sounds wrong to me.
All right, some feedback on it was actually an encore series on the Athanasian Creed with Pastor Will Wheaton, George in Raleigh, North Carolina. Will Wheaton's recent series was one of the best I've ever heard on Issues Etc. In the past, listening to his enthusiasm-drenched discourses could kind of drive me crazy. However, this man's theological gifts are many, and his presentation here just terrific and valuable to all listeners. And Jenny chimes in from Independence, Missouri. I'm listening to the four-part series with Pastor Whedon you did for Issues, Etc. on the Athanasian Creed. I don't know whether this was done recently or something they pulled out of the archives. Just want to thank you for the series. It has been very educational for me. I love the fact that we have a special Sunday set aside for the Trinity, a good review to do at least once a year. Thanks for listening in Independence, Missouri, Jenny, and in Raleigh, North Carolina, George.
And thanks to both of you. Look, if you want an opportunity to hear Pastor Will Whedon in all of his well-read enthusiasm, he's going to be speaking at the Issues, Etc., Making the Case conference coming up in just 2 days, Friday and Saturday this weekend at the Issues, Etc., Making the Case conference. He's going to be doing two things, actually three things for us. He's going to be making the case for godliness. He's going to be leading our hymn sing, and he's going to be signing his books, Thank, Pray, Serve, and Obey, Recover the Joys of Piety, and Celebrating the Saints for the listeners there at the Issues, Etc., Making the Case conference coming up in 2 days in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues, Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Repentance and forgiveness, sin and grace, law and gospel. More than cliches, real preaching for real people in need of hearing the real Christ. Christ for you and the divine service at St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, Illinois, where we gather every Saturday night at 6 and on the Lord's Day, Sunday mornings at 7:45 and 10. Look for the Church of the Neon Cross on I-55 between exits 30 and 33. Find us on the web, stpaullutheranchurchhamel.org. St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, where there is the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation for the people of God.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.